You know, I'm just trying to reflect on the 95 minutes. Certainly, I wanted it an intense, robust encounter. Sometimes local derbies can be a damp squid at times. They get built up to such a crescendo and then disappoint. But I thought it was competitive. But you know, we keep talking about the money in the game and how much agents are getting and all the money that's in the game. How have we not got professional referees? How have we not got an association that can turn out referees to do a good, honest job? And what I've witnessed tonight, you know, Lund jumping on the floor. I thought he was going to book him when he first put his whistle in his mouth for diving about on the floor. Done it four or five times in the game, and he ends up giving a penalty in a local derby that, you know, we were desperate to come here and be competitive and want to win. What I've got to look at is, you know, from 70 minutes in, you know, it imploded and our discipline, our focus wasn't controlled, you know, and I've got to look at that. So we'll be working morning, noon and night to get that right, you know, but it was a game that certainly turned on a couple of incidents.
It did. The penalty, I've only seen it once as you have, but it looked a very soft penalty. But any issues with the two actual sendings off, Dave?
The second one, what the actual referee stats right now is, I think that's 11 games. I think it's over 60 yellow cards. So he's averaging nearly six a game. And I think that's seven red cards now for a professional referee to dish that out. Now, yeah, there's some competitive challenges. Does Jacob Mellis deserve to get sent off for his second challenge or even his first one? You've got Chris Beach jumping about, wanting him sent off, wanting him booked for the first tackle that he made on the corner where Calvin Andrews just looked at him and just got up. So, you know, I wanted to come here and be competitive, not overzealous. And the Keane Brown one, I'm not trying to smooth around it. I've not really actually seen it. If he's gone with intent to hurt a player, you know, then I don't advocate that. It's not my style, you know, but the referee seemed on the spot. I'm pretty sure that he'd made the right decision on that one. So, you know, I've not really seen that, you know, but I certainly advocate competitive, but, you know, fair tackles.
I have to say, though, again, from a layman's perspective, you may have seen it differently as a professional, but for that 20-minute spell at the start of the second half when it was slightly less feisty, that looked like your best spell of the game. You looked as though you were playing some good football.
Yeah, they were nothing in the first half. It just, you know, it was absolute... it was a derby that just didn't have a cutting edge, a lot of through the midfield, a bit untidy. It had an edge to it. Then the goal comes, we get the boys in at half time, and for 25-30 minutes, yeah, there was a spell where we dominated play, but you know, we've got to be in control of what we're doing. We've got to make sure that from a discipline point of view, that I get that right, because you're not going to win matches consistently if you don't finish with 11 men, and you know, that's something I've got to look internally and make sure I nail and get right.
No, I know it's not easy if you're on a day like today, but on a positive note,